USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America.
President Biden speaking to union members in Madison, Wisconsin about what's labeled the American Rescue Plan, which, among other things, funds projects for training and good-paying stable jobs. To put those jobs to use,
I announced we're proposing new standards to require all construction materials used on federal infrastructure projects be made in America.
The president continues his tour highlighting points from last night's State of the Union address tomorrow in Tampa. He'll talk about Social Security and Medicare. Sharp party lines at a House Oversight Committee hearing on Twitter.
Twitter aggressively suppressed conservative elected officials, journalists, and activists. This includes shadow banning, locking accounts, and banning accounts altogether.
Kentucky Republican James Comer on Twitter's one-day suspension in late 2020 of tweets on a New York Post story on the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop computer. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has another view.
A whole hearing about a 24-hour hiccup in a right-wing political operation. That is why we are here right now.
Hope is dimming that rescue workers in Turkey and Syria will find any more earthquake survivors. Meanwhile, groups from around the world are sending all kinds of aid. Dr. Julie Varghese is chief medical officer of AmeriCares.
We are sending urgently needed medicines, medical supplies, providing funding for healthcare partners and providers to restore health services.
The death toll now tops 11,000. Researchers say they're getting closer to a vaccine to prevent breast cancer. The Cleveland Clinic's looking for trial participants, people who are cancer-free but at a higher risk of developing cancer. Top Fed official says high interest rates may be around for a while. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says it might be a long fight against soaring inflation. This is USA News.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
As the Super Bowl approaches, the sports books around the USA are busy taking bets on the big game, and they are really busy in Atlantic City, thanks to the nearby Philadelphia Eagles.
Once the Eagles were solidified as going to the game, I mean, it ended up being kind of the perfect storm for us.
Borgata, director of Race and Sports, Tom Gable, the American Gaming Association, predicts more than 50 million of us will wager a total of about $16 billion on the big game. The estate of Michael Jackson is reportedly ready to sell half of the late entertainer's music catalog to Sony, his longtime record label. TMZ reports the tentative deal would be for 50% interest in all of Jackson's music for nearly $900 million, but the estate wants to maintain total control and management of the catalog. One of the greatest authors of life in the Lone Star State, in the Old West and the Modern West, Larry McMurtry, died 2 years ago, and now his private possessions will be hitting the auction block.
We have the things that are sort of most intimate to him, including his typewriters, where he produced these masterpieces.
Books like The Last Picture Show, Terms of Endearment, and The Lonesome Dove series, according to auction house manager Rob Vogt. Also on the block,
his boots and his guns and his watch and his writing desk. So we've got some great stuff.
You have plenty of time to prepare your bids. The auction happens at the end of May in San Antonio. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.